Volatility in the market is a fact. What isn't so clear is what the ups and downs of the market can do to your retirement portfolio. For answers, call Kevin Brooker at 800-975-6717. Kevin is founder and CEO of Silverleaf Financial, and he's been helping people cut through the noise and create a retirement and income plan that can take you all the way through retirement. Call now for your free financial consultation, 800-975-6717. Today's market volatility can really take a toll on your portfolio. But what if you could lock in your gains and still be in a position to participate in the gains without suffering losses if the market plunges again? That's what Kevin Brooker at Silverleaf Financial can help you achieve. Your no-cost analysis includes a portfolio x-ray showing any hidden fees in your current plan. He'll show you how by claiming Social Security at the right time can make a huge difference in your retirement income. Call Kevin Brooker today, 800-975-6717. Do it today.
This is Kevin Brooker. Welcome to Cruising Through Retirement. You know, there's really a variety of reasons that some folks are hesitant to speak with a financial advisor about their particular situation. And today we're going to dive into some of those concerns, the misconceptions, the myths that are preventing people from creating that lifetime income plan. So we're going to cover it today. Stick around and we'll help you out.
Cruising Through Retirement with Kevin Brooker. Kevin is an investment advisor representative with more than 30 years experience. He's helped thousands of people cruise through retirement, and he'd be happy to help you too. Stick around for today's adventure on Cruising Through Retirement.
Welcome in, everybody. This is Cruising Through Retirement with Kevin Brooker. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Kevin, of course, a fiduciary, investment advisor representative, 30-plus years helping folks get to and through retirement. You will find him at Silverleaf Financial. Silverleaffinancial.com is the website. That's where you can also pick up a copy of Kevin's book, The Millionaire's Guide to Tax-Free Money for Long-Term Care, and so much more. Hi, Kevin. How's things?
Oh, things are great. We're doing well. The markets are doing well. You know, yeah. Life is good. It's another sunny day in Arizona.
Sounds like a good thing to me. The you know, we talk about some of this stuff and the concerns and the procrastination. I mean, that we all fall victim to that. You know, some of us more than others, but. Mm-hmm. Again, it comes down to, you know, we were talking before the show. You said, well, I don't think anybody would ever ask me these questions. But I think that the reason that we're throwing these out there is just for people who may not have an advisor.
And that's exactly right. And that was my initial reaction. I said, you know, I really have, because I was thinking about it, I said, I really haven't had many of those questions.
Yeah.
And the fact is that those are the people that probably aren't sitting down with somebody.
Right.
And so I want to try to dispel, if you will, some of the myths and these misconceptions. For instance, you know, it's some people say, you know what, I just don't know where to start. And you know what, that right there, that's a good place to start.
Okay? Right there. Yeah.
Right there. We can have it's just about a conversation, guys. And what I want to really suggest, if you don't have an advisor or haven't thought about getting one, my suggestion is just, how about we just start off with a brief, you know, 8, 10, 12 minute phone call, right?
Sure.
Over the phone, wherever you're comfortable. And we're just going to talk a little bit. There's not going to be any fees. There aren't any charges. There's no commitment required. And I am not a pressure guy. I've never been a high pressure guy. My approach is to help you answer the questions that you have, to give you some suggestions on ways that we can solve some problems. And then if they make sense and if they sound interesting, some things you'd like to pursue, then we just keep going and we go out to the next meeting and so forth.
Sure.
But there's no obligation. And I tell you what, if you haven't gone through the exercise, if you haven't talked to somebody and met with somebody, you really owe it to yourself to do it, because you don't know what you might find out. And the truth is, it's not going to cost you anything. It's not going to cost you a dime other than a little bit of your time. So I know a lot of us are busy, but I'll tell you what, you might find out that those couple of hours, if you do actually meet with somebody face to face, those might be some of the most valuable hours that you have.
And then what about this one? You know, I've gathered all of my documents together and I look at them and I go, oh my gosh, this is too overwhelming. I don't understand. I can't do it.
And you know what? That's exactly the situation that we do run into and that we can help you with. And that's exactly what we do, is to help you cut through the noise, right? Go through the accounts, put them together, you know, and help you to figure out exactly where you are. And then we can figure out where you know, how to get where you want to be. Right. But first we need just like, maybe it's a silly analogy, but just taking a road trip on vacation. You know, I remember when I decided I was in college, I grew up in Northern Illinois and I decided I'm going to Florida for college. And so I had, you know, I started driving between, you know, Northern Illinois and Florida. And it would have been very difficult because at that time, right, I didn't have a cell phone. I didn't know anybody that had a cell phone. We certainly didn't have the internet. We didn't have all these devices we have now. So you had to plan it out. You had to map it out, right? And in order to map out anything and map out any route, you need to figure out where you're starting from and where you're going, right?
Yeah.
Where you're beginning, right? The beginning and the end, and then you can plot out your course. And it really is the same. It's the same situation that we're dealing with here, depending on somebody's age, the assets they have, are they married, they single, what are their goals? You know, some people want to plan on leaving a bunch of money to their kids. Others want to leave it to charity. Others want to spend it all down and they want to go with the old, I think it was W.C. Field says, you know what, my goal is that the last check I write bounces.
Right, I think you're right.
Something like that. He said something to that effect. And I guess I can totally understand that in a perfect world, you know, you live your life, you do everything you want, and you die with a nickel in your bank account or something. Maybe that's somebody's goal. But the fact of the matter is, a good advisor can help you figure out, you know, what you should be considering, what choices you have, what decisions you need to make, so that we can help you get where you want to go. And so I think that one of the old Chinese proverb, something to the effect of the journey of the 1,000 miles began with just one step,
right?
Something like that,
yep.
You know? And so don't let it overwhelm you. Just look at it as something that we can help you with. We'll go through it and we can help you sort through these things. By the way, I got a lot of clients that'll ask me, you know, Kevin, I've had this record, this document for the last 10 years. Do I need to keep it? You know, and other clients I meet with them. Like a lot of my clients are in different states around the country. So I'll fly to see them like one time a year. And she took me into this back closet and said, you know, I've got all these files. Can you help me figure this out? and so that is something that I'm happy to do. You know, it's not just about things that you're going to pay me directly for. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if that's your advisor, I would really suggest you find somebody else, because I'm happy to help you. And any good advisor is going to help you with really anything financial. It doesn't have to be something we're getting compensated directly for. You know, in other words, I can help you with insurance for your car or for your home if you need somebody to bounce ideas off of. I don't sell it. It's nothing I get paid directly for. All right. But I'm happy to help because I want to help my clients really with everything in their financial life, because I know that's going to help us get to a better place later on in life. If you're making good decisions throughout the process, then where you wind up ultimately is going to be in a much stronger place. And so that's what I'm trying to do by helping with all sorts of things financial.
Sure. And I like this one too, because Kevin, I know that advisors only work with the super wealthy, so I'm out.
Yeah, you know what?
And not true.
And that is definitely not true. All right. Now there are some, I will granted, there are some advisors that do have minimums that, you know, they'll only work with, you've got at least $500,000 to invest. Some of them have $1 million minimum. Some hedge funds have even higher minimums. And so, yeah, those are for the higher net worth people or the ultra high net worth. But a lot of advisors will work with anybody, even if it's somebody just starting off. And so it's important that you have those conversations when you're looking for somebody. You know, a lot of advisors do set minimums, just like a lot of businesses do. All right. But that doesn't mean you can't get help. Okay. There are plenty of places out there where you can look and you could just easily do a Google search, or you can use your favorite AI program.
yeah. There's some to choose from now.
There is. You've got ChatGPT, you've got Bard, and I'll admit those are the only two I know right now. Wait a minute. You've got Pi. Pi is the latest one I heard about. This is your personal artificial intelligence program. So Pi wants to be your the chief executive of your life, if you will. And I tell you what, I am really looking forward to it. My wife says she's not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm saying, hey, you know what?
Could help
me make better decisions. I think if it can help you make, I always say if it can help you make better decisions, right?
Right.
Then I have to think the outcome is going to be better. And so get a little bit off track, but it is true that a lot of advisors do have minimums, but it does not mean that you can't get professional help. Even if you're starting off with your $500, you can still get help. There are some very big firms that won't charge anything to work with brand new investors starting off with just a few $100. All right. Mm-hmm. So by all means, look into it. You can certainly find somebody to help you out. But if not, you can always give me a call and I can certainly point you in the right direction as well.
800-975-6717. That is the number, folks. Or silverleaffinancial.com is the website. And one of the other things that, and again, I don't know if you ever heard this, but I'm not interested in financial planning. It's just, it's boring to me. And boy, oh boy, it's not even fun.
Oh my gosh. You know what? That is one that I've heard.
Is it really?
It is one. Yes. And we make the joke, you know, that most people still to this day spend far more time planning their, you know, 1 week vacation than they do their potential 25, 30 or 40 year retirement.
Yes.
And it is true. And guys, I'll admit when I was younger, you know, I didn't really look at it as fun. It wasn't something that, you know, I love watching football games. I like watching Formula One racing. I think that's fun. You know, and other activities that maybe you like to golf or fish. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever tried to make the argument that it's fun. Okay. The reality is what's going to be fun and what you want to focus on is the end result. All right. And I know I'm talking about the result a lot here because that's really the purpose of it, isn't it? The purpose is so that when you want to retire, you can do it comfortably without any worries or any stress or anxiety about, do you have enough to retire? That's the question that I hear a lot. Do I have enough to retire? And that's what we can help you figure out. But we have to start off with that conversation, right? And so we have a 10, 12 minute conversation. You decide, you know what? Hey, this person sounds like somebody I'm comfortable with, or maybe they don't. And you know what? All it took is 10 minutes to figure it out. And I would recommend that for everybody that you're going to sit down with before you commit to even spend a half an hour of your time, have a 10-minute phone call with them, okay, him or her, all right? You can cover a lot of ground in 10 minutes on a telephone call, all right? You don't have to go anywhere. Do it from your cell phone, right? But that'll give you an idea. You can at least get an idea of their philosophy, you know, how they like to solve problems, you know, what you can ask them, what do you do most of, right? What's your typical client? You know, and that'll give you an idea of who they work with, and you can figure out, are you a fit? You know, does that person's philosophy match up with yours? And I think that's a good way to start. And then you set up a meeting, you go face to face. And again, there's still no charge. I don't charge anybody for these meetings. The only thing that I ask is that if you decide to pursue a strategy that we've discussed, that I've suggested, that you pursue it through me. All right. And that's what I call a gentleman's agreement. Mm-hmm. I'm just asking for you to honor that agreement, if you will.
Sure.
And that's really it. All right. There are fees that will come. I'm not trying to say this is free. All right. Once we get started, we'll have the discussion about the costs involved. If there's going to be an ongoing fee, or if there's not, how I get paid. All right. And that is a conversation that every advisor is required to have with you. All right. So guys, if you're talking to somebody, whether they call themselves a broker or a financial advisor or whatever title they use, if it's about your investments, they're required to disclose to you how they get paid. All right. In other words, are they getting paid a commission on this product? All right. They're supposed to now be telling you, do they represent more than one company? Okay. In other words, if you're talking about insurance products, they're supposed to disclose to you how many carriers they work with. Do they just work with one, or do they work with two, or do they work with multiple carriers? All right. They're supposed to be talking to you about this. And if they're not, that should be a sign that they're not following all the rules. And that should be a warning to you about the type of person you're working with.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 800-975-6717. So, Kevin, here's another one. Let's see here. I'm just embarrassed. And I understand that one because it can feel intimidating sitting down with somebody and you essentially, you know, laying your life out for them.
It can. You know what? And I haven't had somebody say that directly to me, but I certainly can relate. And I do understand that. And I think anytime, you know, if you're talking to somebody that's in a field or a career that you don't have much experience with, or you haven't had, you know, you haven't studied it in school or had much education on it, it can be intimidating because they have a body of knowledge that you don't possess. And so some people can be embarrassed or intimidated by that. But what I would say is to try to look at it as an opportunity to just grow a little bit, learn a little bit more about something you might not have much exposure to.
Right.
Because the truth is, the more you know, the less likely you are that somebody is going to be able to take advantage of you. All right. And I don't like to talk necessarily about the bad players in the industry, but we're all being naive and gullible if we don't acknowledge that they're real. They're there. There's good and bad people in every profession, of every race and all, and everything else. All right. So you want to make sure, to me, having some knowledge is kind of a little bit insurance to make, you know, to protect yourself. All right. I do everything I can to explain everything thoroughly and answer every question that I can and to do the best that I can for everybody. But I swear at least once a week, I read an article about, what do we call them? Brokers behaving badly.
Yes.
Right. And every week, probably every day, if you wanted to, you could find a story about some unscrupulous advisor, man or woman. All right. I just read about a woman that really took advantage of people through some sort of, you know, pyramid Ponzi scheme thing. Mm-hmm. So you want to be careful. And some of the basic rules apply. You know, if it does sound too good to be true, there's a really good chance that it is. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
It's not necessarily, but I'd say it's high probability. Okay.
Right, yeah.
So if they can't explain to you exactly how, you know, they're going to get the returns that they're generating or telling you. And by the way, if anybody is promising any types of returns, that's another warning flag. All right. We can talk about, like I talk about ranges. All right. And I'll point out how, yeah, the stock market has averaged 9 or 10% a year going back a century. Okay. But at the same time, we need to remember that in a normal year, there's a 17% move between the top and the bottom of the market. 17% is normal, okay? And a lot of times people forget that. And I talk about how, you know, the market doesn't return, you know, 8% and 12% and 8% and 12% to give you that average of 10.
Right? It doesn't? What?
You know, I know, it's crazy as that sounds.
I know.
Right? But we have these years where we lose 50%, right?
Right.
And then we have these years like now. NASDAQ is up, what, 30% for the year after it lost how much last year? And so it can be nerve wracking for a lot of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the jobs of an advisor is to help you figure out how much money, what percentage of your portfolio should be exposed and should be riding that roller coaster we call the stock market, all right? Because it's definitely not for everybody, all right? And the way that I can tell is how much stress you feel, how much anxiety you feel, okay, when the markets are
down.
How
much Xanax you take.
that might be one of them, right? Pepcid AC or Pepto Bismol or whatever it might be. If you watch the market, if you find yourself looking at it like every day, okay, you might have too much exposure. All right. If you're having trouble sleeping and worrying about things and that's occurring on a regular basis, right? Not just once in a while, but like every day you're thinking this, then you might have too much exposure to stocks. And the good news is that interest rates have come up. Guys, right now I've got a guaranteed investment that'll pay 6.75 guaranteed the first year and then 5.2 each year after that, right? So that's roughly a 5.5% guaranteed return, stress-free, no cost, no fees. So you can get that in today's market because interest rates have come up. So if you're happy with 5%, you don't need to take the risk of the stock market. You should only be investing in the stock market, in my view, if you're trying for returns quite a bit in excess of the guaranteed rate, right? Otherwise, why take the risk?
Sure.
So, you know, so I think that's what your advisor can help you figure out. That's one of the very first things I always start off with, is figuring out the mix of, is this person comfortable? Is it wise to have everything exposed to loss, possible loss in the markets? Or should we protect some of it? Do we want to keep some of it safe? Maybe you've got some money, you say, a lot of people tell me, you know what, Kevin, I've got this 100,000 here or $500,000 here. I don't want to take a chance on losing it. All right. So we need to do something safe and guaranteed with that money. But then I've got this other money over here. You know what? I've had that in the stock market, you know, so I'm comfortable keeping it there. But maybe we'll change the allocation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the places we want to start off. But by all means, you know, don't let any fear or anxiety keep you from having these conversations, because a good advisor is going to help you work through it. And at the end of the day, you're going to be very glad that you did.
And again, just getting over these just kind of hurdles, if you will. And, well, I know, you know, they're looking at you sheepishly. I could have saved better. I don't want to lecture. But that's not,
yes.
You don't do that. I mean,
no.
I never do that.
No, I would never do that. And I never have done that.
Right.
And it's a waste of time. I mean, really, what's that going to accomplish? I mean, and if you talk to somebody like that, and if you meet somebody like that, if he or she starts, you know, denigrating or talking down or giving you a lecture, I would just walk out. I would just leave. Okay. Because that's a reflection of the person's character. And if that's how they're talking to you in the first meeting or two, how do you think they're going to talk to you later on? And, you know, and meaning people are generally on their better behavior. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When they, you know, that first meeting, second meeting, that's generally their better, their good behavior. Okay. And so if they're kind of being a jerk to you at the early stages, just leave, just get up, leave. Maybe you thank them, maybe you don't. And just leave and give me a call. Okay.
Sure.
We can talk, and I'm happy to help you out without any need for any types of lectures. That's unnecessary, and it's not going to accomplish anything.
So Kevin, over the time that we've worked together, I've learned something about when people say I can't afford to pay an advisor. You've pointed out to me that by using, well, an independent fiduciary advisor such as yourself, over the long run, the client's going to make more money than if they tried to do it themselves.
I firmly believe that, and I can certainly show you cases where, you know, the amount of money, the profits that have been generated have been, you know, let's say 10 times.
Yeah.
It's a lot of times it is the allocation. Other times it might be the timing of something. But the fact is that there's so many moving parts that come into play when you're investing. And especially in today's world with all the technology. And you have to remember, like, we're always everybody these days seems to be talking about AI everywhere, right?
Right.
And at the company's meetings, the shareholder meetings that companies are having where they discuss their earnings for the latest quarter, there was a tally that came up earlier this week. CNBC reported that of the earnings calls that they were on that week, there was over 500 mentions of the words artificial intelligence.
Oh, 500. Really?
Yes.
Whoa, I think it was like that 500. Is telling.
And it wasn't that many companies, guys. It was less than 10 companies.
Wow.
And so what's happening is you want to be careful, first of all, before you start putting any money or investing. Don't just throw your money at a company because it says AI in their name. Okay. if anybody that was around for the .com bubble in the 90s, any company that would just put, you know, like internet on their name, you know, they would get bid up, right? Which means that people would buy the stock just because they had that name or because they're talking about this technology, right? And it led to a lot of people losing money. There's a bunch of companies that just kind of, you know, were at insane valuations in the tech bubble in the late 90s. And by the way, the bubble, some people are thinking we're in a bubble now. It is nothing like, it is a fraction of where we were in the valuations in the internet bubble. And I mean, I think the valuations are maybe one third of how extreme they were at that point in time. So there are bubbles, right? But remember, bubbles come in different sizes. That was a really big bubble.
Yeah,
right?
Big one.
This one feels like it's kind of just starting to inflate to me. In other words, I think there's a long way to go. I think artificial intelligence, I think it's real. I think it is going to impact virtually everybody on the planet. Some in good ways and some in not so good ways. But I think it's far different than the conversation from a few years ago, you know, when so many companies were saying, hey, we're a cryptocurrency company, mm-hmm. because that was like the fashionable thing at the time. And if you said you're a crypto company, then some investors would just buy your stock and bid up the price. All right. I never bought into the cryptocurrency. I did not, you know, at the point when I saw there was over 100 cryptocurrencies, And this Dogecoin thing, I think, is, you know, was a joke. Literally started off as a joke. That it just became silly. Now, you shouldn't confuse or conflate cryptocurrency with blockchain. Okay, blockchain technology is real and legitimate, has legitimate uses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is not the same as cryptocurrency. So if you're confused by these things, then maybe just skip over it. Okay, maybe take Warren Buffett's advice. Who said, you know what? He famously said, if he doesn't understand it, he doesn't want to invest in it. All right. And that was his logic for a long time. He never bought into technology. A lot of technology stocks he never got invested in because he said he didn't understand it. So I was actually a little surprised when I saw Apple, but I think that's a much easier to understand story than cryptocurrency and blockchain.
Absolutely. 800-975-6717 is the number you can call to reach Kevin, or just visit silverleaffinancial.com. And so, Kevin, we were talking before the show a little bit. You were talking about a client who has a trust in place and really didn't know why.
Oh, yes, yes. And Steve, I appreciate you reminding me of that. And guys, what I was talking about is going back, a lot of you, if you've talked to me or listened to the show before, you might know that I'm from, I grew up in Illinois, great town of Naperville, Illinois, Northern Illinois. And that's where I spent most of my life until 2011, when me and my wife moved to Arizona. Well, around 15 or 20 years ago in Illinois, some big papers, I believe it was the Tribune, they were running these articles on what they called, they call them trust. They were trust bins, so trust shops, trust manufacturers, essentially. And what they were talking about, there's a lot of individuals that would have meetings and seminars. They would invite you for a free lunch or a free dinner. They'll buy you a steak. And then they're going to talk about how you need to have a trust in order to make sure that your beneficiaries aren't locked up in probate after you pass. And they scare a lot of people. They use scare tactics. They call them trust mills, I'm sorry, because they just pump out these trust accounts. And the idea behind it, what they're trying to convince, is that everybody should have a trust. And I want to clarify, I am not an attorney, but I am very familiar with trusts. One thing to understand is there's at least 20 different types of trusts. Some are revocable, some are irrevocable. And there is a difference that some people don't realize that can impact your beneficiaries in other ways than just probate. And what I'm talking about are tax consequences that result from investments being held in one of these accounts versus maybe being held in just a regular normal account. And what I'm talking about specifically is a step up in basis on a stock. If you leave your child, let's say you bought Amazon at $5 and you pass away and it's $125, they're going to get a step if it's a regular account. Okay, I'm not talking about an IRA account. If it's held in a regular account, when their cost basis will be the price on the day in which you died. So if you have a massive profit on something and you pass away and you leave it to your beneficiary, they're going to get what's called a step up in basis, and they will pay no tax on that entire profit that you had. Their cost basis will be the price on the day that you passed. So in the example I gave, you bought Amazon at $5, you pass away when it's $125. They don't pay a dime in tax on that entire profit up to $125. Now their cost basis becomes $125. However, what I'm getting at is there are some trust accounts. If you put that Amazon inside of a trust and it's the wrong type of trust, now you've lost that step up in basis.
Wow.
Okay. So you want to be aware of both the pros and the cons, right? You want to be aware of both the good and the bad, right? And what I want to point out is that a lot of these people running these presentations, these seminars at these trust mills, they don't tell you these things. They just say how your kid's going to get locked, your stuff's going to get locked up in probate for 2 or 3 years. Like my client, I said, Joe, what motivate? He's 87 at this point in time. He never had one before, was never mentioned a desire for one. And he said, well, she scared me. And she started talking about how my kids, it's going to take at least 2 years for them to get any money after I pass. And I said, well, what accounts was she talking about? What exact possessions was she talking about? And he really couldn't tell me, because he wants to put his IRA accounts into the trust. And I said, Joe, you can't put IRA trusts. You can't put an IRA into a trust. You can make the IRA can be the trust can be the beneficiary of the IRA, you can't be the owner. And then I pointed out to him that most attorneys will tell you, and I've worked with a lot of attorneys helping clients that can benefit from estate plans, and powers of attorney and things like that, directives, all right, which are important. And I would suggest everybody put those in place. You should have a power of attorney for healthcare, and you should have a power of attorney for finance, all right? And by the way, you don't necessarily need an attorney. If you're comfortable doing it yourself, you can get them online. I set mine up for myself and my wife online using a legal online website.
Sure.
So it is out there. You can do that. But what I'm getting at is that most attorneys will tell everybody that you do not want to put, like when you have an IRA account, you name your beneficiaries. If you have named beneficiaries on your accounts, you typically do not want to put them into a trust, and you do not even want to put them into a will, because that can just complicate and confuse things. All right. So when you have properly named beneficiaries, and what I mean by that is that you have beneficiaries that are still alive, okay, today. All right. Sometimes people will name a beneficiary 30 years ago. The person, maybe they passed away and they never updated that. That can cause a problem, and that could trigger something that could delay payout. All right. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that your beneficiaries are up to date and correct and accurate. And if that's the case, then that will not go to probate. It will avoid probate. A properly designated beneficiary does not have to go through probate, period. And so I think it's important that you have a conversation, just like if you're talking to a financial advisor and you're trying to figure out who you want to work with, maybe you talk to two or three of them. I would suggest you do the same thing with an attorney. All right. And I know there are attorneys you can talk to that won't charge you for the initial consultation. And I would take advantage of that to see if you need a trust. In my view, a trust is a good use if you have, let's say, a special needs child, all right, that you want to take care of into their 20s and 30s and 40s and beyond, and you want to stagger the payments. Maybe you have a child you want to leave money to, but you think they're going to blow the money, you know, on a new car or something that you don't want them to spend it on. Maybe you want to give it to them like a monthly allowance. All right. A trust could be a very effective way to do that. All right. So there are different purposes that you could use it for, you know, aside from, you know, there used to be a point in time when individuals had a lot, they did it to avoid estate tax, but the estate tax exemption, I believe, is around $12 million now. So
not a factor.
For most people, we don't have to worry about it. Nope. All right. But just have the conversation. Don't let anybody scare you into spending money on a document that you may not really need. All right. Maybe you do. I'm not trying to talk you out of it. I'm just saying, be aware that there are some individuals that really seem more interested in making money for themselves than they are in, you know, necessarily helping you achieve your goals.
Sure. So as we look at this, I'm just curious, when you said trust mill, that just conjured up an image of me, that's for me. And so there are seminars that people go to where they just talk trusts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Well, I understand why you'd call it a trust mill then, because obviously they're trying to sell products. They don't give a really who you are.
That's exactly what it is. And that's why, like I said, if somebody does a search, I would think you could find those articles that were in the Chicago newspapers.
Sure.
You know, where they talk about these trust mills and cause it had become so prevalent. And I think it was, I don't know if the writer had received the invitations, but I know once I got to a certain point in life, you know, I started getting, and it cracks me up. I get invitations to seminars, you know, and presentations from advisors.
Yep.
And they want to buy me a steak at Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Oh,
right?
I know. I get them too.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, I could go there and have a good steak, and then I'll tell them, you know, well, you invited me, but no, I don't need an advisor.
No.
But I don't do that because I think it's kind of a slime ball thing to do.
Right. Of course.
But it was the same thing with the trusts and people, a lot of people do, they're concerned about, what do they talk about? They talk about generational wealth. They talk about creating a legacy. And so they typically want to leave everything they possibly can to their, you know, to their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. That's fine. I'm good with that. But what I'm saying is to be aware that there are other tools you could possibly use. A lot of brokerage accounts, they have something called a transfer on death form where you can designate your beneficiary and it's free. Okay. A lot of annuity contracts have what they call restricted payouts, where I can put in there that Mr. Jones only wants his daughter to receive, you know, $500 a month, and you can do that for free. All right. So there are other tools out there, and that's all I'm saying is to be aware of the different tools that you have available to you and then make the decision about which one is best for your situation. But don't do it just because your neighbor did it or because the agent across the table, because she scares you into thinking you have to do it right now.
Exactly. But again, to sum it up, to me, what becomes clear through this is we need to dig into estate planning for ourselves. I mean, this is something that we just have to do.
You do. And guys, you really should do it sooner rather than later. When I've met a lot of folks that wait until they're in their 80s to do it. And you're taking a big chance, because if something happens to you sooner, then your beneficiaries could have a mess to deal with. So estate planning is definitely an important part of the planning process. You should definitely take a look at it, especially as I mentioned earlier, if you've done nothing else, make sure you at least put together a power of attorney for healthcare and a power of attorney for finance, so that if something happens, somebody gets in a car accident and you can't make these decisions, somebody else can make them for you. And you'll be going over very specific questions. You know, it has to do with, you know, the do not resuscitate questions, and it gets very specific, but you should think about it while you're younger. Put it in place while you're younger, so that it is there if that situation ever does come up.
Right, absolutely. And again, so we haven't really talked about the market a little bit, but give me a summary of what you're thinking, how the week's been, and what you see down the road.
Oh yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, you know what, guys, the S&P 500 is trading. We are bumping right up against a level in which a lot of people think we're in a new bull market. All right. A good one, a good market, a bull goes up, a bear goes down. All right. And so you want to take a look at the market. The markets, I mentioned maybe a month or 6 weeks ago that the markets were looking much better. And I was basing that on technical analysis where we look at the charts and how things are trading. Well, if you look at them now, 4285 on the S&P 500 is a key level. And the markets, I used to think it was just, you know, hokum or bull, but it's true. It's true because so many people think it's true and they trade based on these numbers.
Sure.
And 4285, if we can get a good close over 4285, and we can stake and with subsequent closes. Okay, so not one day and then it goes back down. All right. But if it does it for several days, we close over 4285, that will indicate a new bull market to a lot of technical analysts, and I think looks very good. There's a lot of talk that we're going into bad recession or possibly depression. That has been pushed off, and a lot of the naysayers, there is a whole lot of people that were being very negative on the market. And if everybody listened to them, then you missed out on a nice profit opportunity. So I would say to stay invested if you're comfortable with your allocation. If you have any questions, give me a call, and I'm happy to go through it, and I'll offer you some suggestions if you'd like.
That sounds great, Kevin. Thanks so much. Again, I love our conversations, and the information that you put out there is so important for folks to hear, and just really thanks, I guess.
Oh, no, you're very welcome, guys. I hope you found it helpful, and certainly feel free to reach out any way you'd like, a phone call or text, or just go to my website, silverleaffinancial.com.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. The covered material has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. There are risks associated with every type of investment vehicle. Please read the prospectus and risk disclosures thoroughly before investing. Insurance guarantees are subject to the insurance company's ability to pay. Neither Silverleaf Financial, Kevin Brooker, host, and guests are responsible for the usage of information discussed. Security and investment services offered through Silverleaf Financial, member SPINRA SIPC. Please consult with an experienced advisor before making any investment decisions.
Volatility in the market is a fact. What isn't so clear is what the ups and downs of the market can do to your retirement portfolio. For answers, call Kevin Brooker at 800-975-6717. Kevin is founder and CEO of Silverleaf Financial, and he's been helping people cut through the noise and create a retirement and income plan that can take you all the way through retirement. Call now for your free financial consultation, 800-975-6717. Today's market volatility can really take a toll on your portfolio. But what if you could lock in your gains and still be in a position to participate in the gains without suffering losses if the market plunges again? That's what Kevin Brooker at Silverleaf Financial can help you achieve. Your no-cost analysis includes a portfolio x-ray showing any hidden fees in your current plan. He'll show you how by claiming Social Security at the right time can make a huge difference in your retirement income. Call Kevin Brooker today, 800-975-6717. Do it today.